you for being with us. I do hope that all of you have been safe throughout this past week of storms and high winds, and that you haven't had any structural damage to your properties. We have been very fortunate here in St. Columba's throughout these heavy winds, and that is something all of us are most grateful for. You'll see in the Pew News details of the activities during this coming week, and can I encourage you to support the Fair Trade Sale this afternoon between 2:30 and 5 in the Stevenson Home at 44 Castledona Rise. This is a most worthy cause, and they will be very glad of your support if you're able to come along to their home this afternoon. Those who attend Paul's, and even new members who would like to attend Paul's, please note that they are meeting at the Old Mill in Dundonald on Friday at 10:30. And if you haven't been before, very simply, come along for a cup of coffee or a cup of tea, a scone or a tray bake, and talk and chat with those who are there, fellow parishioners from St. Columba's. It's very relaxed, it's very informal, and you can stay for as long or as short as your diary permits. That's Friday at 10:30. Next Sunday at 10:30 is going to be our Songs of Praise service, and do please nominate your favourite hymn by writing it on the list on the notice board beside the door on your way out, and that hymn may well be selected for next Sunday morning. We observe now a few moments' silence.
Oh, Jesus, turn to see. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name. Through Christ our Lord. Amen. Hear what our Lord Jesus Christ says. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and great commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets.
Lord, have mercy on us. Write your laws in our hearts.
God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on you, pardon and deliver you from all your sins, confirm and strengthen you in all goodness, and keep you in eternal life. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God in the highest, and peace to God's people on earth.
Appointed prayer or collect of this day. O God, without you we are not able to please you. Mercifully grant that your Holy Spirit may in all things direct and rule our hearts. Through Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
This is probably the earliest of all New Testament documents. Silvanus and Timothy had been with Paul on the mission to Thessalonica, and he now reflects on how marvelously the converts' lives had been changed as the Holy Spirit touched them. The epistle is from 1 Thessalonians, chapter 1, beginning at verse 1. Paul, Silvanus, and Timothy, to the church of the Thessalonians in God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ, grace to you and peace. We always give thanks to God for all of you and mention you in our prayers, constantly remembering before our God and Father your work of faith and labor of love and steadfastness of hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. For we know, brothers and sisters, beloved by God, that he has chosen you because our message of the gospel came to you not in word only, but also in power and in the Holy Spirit and with full conviction. Just as you know what kind of people we proved to be among you for your sake, and you became imitators of us and of the Lord, for in spite of persecution, you received the word with joy, inspired by the Holy Spirit, so that you became an example to all the believers in Macedonia and in Achaia. For the word of the Lord has sounded forth from you not only in Macedonia and Achaia, but in every place where your faith in God has become known, so that we have no need to speak about it. For the people of those regions report about us what kind of welcome we had among you, and how you turned to God from idols to serve a living and true God, and to wait for his Son from heaven, whom he raised from the dead, Jesus, who rescues us from the wrath that is coming. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
continue to read Matthew's account of Jesus challenged by religious authorities. Here it is, a trick question about secular authority and where the primary loyalty of a religious person should be directed. Hear the Gospel of our Saviour Christ according to Matthew, chapter 22, beginning at verse 15. Then the Pharisees went and plotted to entrap him in what he said. So they sent their disciples to him, along with the Herodians, saying, "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth and show deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality. Tell us then what you think. Is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" But Jesus, aware of their malice, said, "Why are you putting me to the test, you hypocrites? Show me the coin used for the tax." And they brought him a denarius. Then he said to them, "Whose head is this, and whose title?" They answered, "The emperor's." Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." When they heard this, they were amazed, and they left him and went away. This is the Gospel of the Lord. In the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Then he said to them, "Give therefore to the emperor the things that are the emperor's, and to God the things that are God's." Picture the scene, if you will. The Pharisees and the Herodians, two groups of people who didn't see eye to eye. In fact, they didn't get on at all. And these two groups of people are coming together, united in a mission to catch Jesus out. And they think they have just the plan, coming together, united, coming with a very subtle question, a yes or no answer, lots of people around to cause maximum embarrassment and maximum damage. The stage is set. And so they start off, "Teacher." Even beginning with the word "teacher" put them on a collision course with Jesus. Because those who used the word "teacher" in this sense were not true disciples. "Teacher, we know that you are sincere and teach the way of God in accordance with truth and show no deference to no one, for you do not regard people with partiality." And then, in full steam ahead, "Tell us, is it lawful to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" What a loaded question. And Jesus recognizes exactly where this is coming from, and he realizes immediately this is a trap. How often have we been in positions where somebody has tried to do something to us in a trap situation? Well, if we have been in that situation, if somebody is coming with all the wrong intentions to cause maximum damage, we will understand something, won't we, as to what is going on in Jesus' mind as he hears this question and as he realizes just what is unfolding all around him. And Jesus is very wise, as he so often was, to such circumstances and such situations. He asks for a coin. Notice, Jesus doesn't have a coin himself. And so he asks them, show me a coin. Very simple question in return. And they are now becoming very ruffled. This was not quite what they had expected. They wanted a yes-no answer, and then to go in and capitalize on that. But Jesus is out to try to answer in a way that is going to glorify God. And so he asks for the coin. The coin is given. And then Jesus asks a supplemental question, wanting to know whose head is on the coin. Jesus knew the answer already, but he wanted to ask them anyway. And of course, they had to say, Caesar's, or the emperor's, depending on which biblical translation you are using. Therefore, there is the obligation to the state to pay taxes. And that hasn't changed from biblical times to current day living. All of us have an obligation to pay taxes. It's not pleasant, but we have to do it. Tax evasion is where we get into all sorts of legal difficulties. We'll end up in court if we go down the evasion route. But paying taxes, that is what is expected and what is right. And Jesus then said, yes, give to the emperor what is the emperor's and give to God what is God's. What a very good answer Jesus gave to this trap question. The thing about, of course, paying what is due to the emperor, or in our case, paying our taxes, is we get a reminder. Those brown envelopes, for some reason or other, never seem to get lost in the post. They always seem to arrive, and they come amount due by. Or if you are self-assessment for tax purposes, as I am, you will know that the hard copies of annual tax returns have to be in by the end of October. Still time to do it if you haven't yet done it. And then will come the bill thereafter to pay by a certain date. And we, I hope all of us, fulfill our legal and moral obligations here in this parish and honour our tax bill. But the difficulty arises in what level of giving do we give to God? Give to the emperor what is the emperor's. That is documented. That is a reminder. That comes with a bill. But give to God what is God's is something quite different. There's no brown envelope coming through our letterbox. There's no bill or amount due or amount owing or an overdue or penalty for arrears. That is very much, isn't it, voluntary. There is an opportunity for us to respond as we feel appropriate or not to respond at all. And that is where the dilemma arises for us, because often we respond well to reminders. Oh, I must do that. That had totally slipped my mind. But when there's no reminder coming in, then, of course, it can get further and further pushed back on our list of priorities or things to do. And Jesus is saying, yes, all of us made in the image of God, we're part of a state, we have obligations, we have legal responsibilities, but also we have a sense of privilege to serve God by giving back to God something of what he has first given us through the talents he has given us, through the skills that we have, and through our experiences of life. How can we give back something of what we have first been given to offer benefit and blessing in our homes, in our churches, in our community, or wherever each day may take us? It's not about self, self, self. It's about sharing and giving back and offer blessing and encouragement. And isn't that what Jesus did throughout his ministry, on so many different levels? There was the uniqueness of the individual made in the image of God, and there was also that practical aspect of teaching that Jesus demonstrated by the way he fashioned his own life. What can I do to help? What can I give that God has given me to help those who are in need or those who are around me? One of the great benefits and blessings of our parish church here in St. Columba's is the way so many people get involved in so many different ways to further resource and equip and support the work of ministry here in this parish. Let it be behind the scenes, let it be up front. The important thing is that the offer and the contribution are made, and we give to God what is God's. May this gospel reading today be a reminder, coming as it does just before those self-assessment tax return forms are due in with HMRC, and just before half-term, when there may be a chance to get off the treadmill and to focus more fully on the things of God, to give ourselves a little sort of spiritual reminder as to what is due to God. And as we pay our tax bills, may we also pay to God by the giving of ourselves, I hope generously, and as best as we can, for God to take further in the work of the kingdom. And now to God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, be ascribed is most justly due, all might, majesty, glory, dominion, and power, henceforth and forevermore. Amen.
We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Let us pray.
In our prayers, we use the second form of intercessions, found at page 237 of the Book of Common Prayer and page 152 of the large print edition. Let us pray. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, you promised through your Son, Jesus Christ, to hear the prayers of those who ask in faith. Lord of your people, strengthen your church in all the world. At a time when many question the relevance of the church, give us the presence to be witnesses in the world, witnesses that strengthen the presence of Christ in our communities. Help us to be the answer to those questions of relevance by what we do and what we are known for. Make us a welcoming body of Christ here at St. Columba's, so that when others think about our parish, they will think about the real church and the people of God who worship here. Renew the life of this, our diocese of Down and Dromore, and in the Anglican cycle of prayer, we pray for the parish of Dundonald and its rector, Tim Anderson, and the whole life and work of that parish. Bless Harold, our bishop, John, our rector, Ken and Walter, our assistant priests, and Karen, our diocesan lay reader, and build us up in faith and love. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of creation, look with favour on the world you have made. Guide the nations in the ways of justice and peace, and bless Elizabeth, our Queen, and all in authority. We pray for all who work for peace and unity, and for all world leaders, that they will continue to seek an end to the suffering caused by war and violence, injustice and inequality, disease, prejudice and hopelessness, and bring healing to the world. We pray especially for those seeking to prevent terrorism in our own country at this time of heightened anxiety. We also pray for the leaders of Europe as they discuss and bargain about our leaving the European community, that their efforts may allow all those countries involved to enjoy benefit where at present there remains such uncertainty. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of our relationships, comfort and sustain the communities in which we live and work. We pray for those who work in the emergency services and for those who provide recovery services whenever we need help. God, give them courage to face the dangers of the work they undertake and keep them safe from harm. We thank you, God, for those people who give of their time and talents freely by volunteering their help in places of worship and in our community. We ask you to be with them and support them in what they do, and while they are helping others, you are helping them too. Help us to love our neighbours as ourselves. Enable us to serve our families and friends and to love one another as you love us. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all healing, receive and protect those who are sick or suffering. Be with those who have any special need. We pray for the work and service of all our care homes and for day centres for elderly and sick people, and for those carers who look after family and friends in their own homes. We pray for all finding their life painful, lonely, or uncertain, especially those who are ill and vulnerable. Help them to sense your comfort in times of need, and bless their families and carers. Lord, in your mercy. Lord of all eternity, bind us together by your Holy Spirit, in communion with all your people, and those who, having confessed the faith, have died in the peace of Christ, that we may entrust ourselves and one another and our whole life to you, Lord God, and come with all our saints to the joys of your eternal kingdom. Amen.
We do not presume to come to this your table, merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in your manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under your table, but you are the same Lord, whose nature is always to have mercy. Grant us therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of your dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, that we may evermore dwell in him, and he in us. Amen. Please stand. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. Let's exchange that peace. Lord, yours is the greatness and the power and the glory and the victory and the majesty, for all things come from you, and of your own we give. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us.
Therefore, let us
celebrate
the feast.
The Lord be with you.
And also with you. Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
Father, almighty and ever-living God, at all times and in all places, it is right to give you thanks and praise. And so with all your people, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we proclaim your great and glorious name, forever praising you and singing. Blessed are you, Father, the creator and sustainer of all things. You made us in your own image, male and female, you created us. Even when we turned away from you, you never ceased to care for us. But in your love and mercy, you freed us from the slavery of sin, giving your only begotten Son to become man and suffer death on the cross to redeem us. He made there the one complete and all-sufficient sacrifice for the sins of the whole world. He instituted and in his holy gospel commanded us to continue a perpetual memory of his precious death until he comes again. On the night that he was betrayed, he took bread, and when he had given thanks to you, he broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take, eat. This is my body, which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, and when he had given thanks to you, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink this, all of you, for this is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this as often as you drink it, in remembrance of me."
Let us proclaim the mystery of faith.
Christ has died. Christ is risen. Christ will come again.
Therefore, Father, with this bread and this cup, we do as Christ your Son commanded. We remember his passion and death, we celebrate his resurrection and ascension, and we look for the coming of his kingdom. Accept through him, our great high priest, this our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving. And as we eat and drink these holy gifts, grant by the power of the life-giving Spirit that we may be made one in your holy church, and partakers of the body and blood of your Son, that he may dwell in us and we in him, through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, by whom and with whom and in whom, in the unity of the Holy Spirit. All honour and glory are yours, Almighty Father, forever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ, weaving one body, for we all share in the one bread.
Jesus, Lamb.
Let us pray. Holy and blessed God, you feed us with the body and blood of your Son and fill us with your Holy Spirit. May we honour you not only with our lips, but in lives dedicated to the service of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in the knowledge and love of God and of his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, remain with you now and always.
Love and serve the Lord.